Good morning. This is Times of India Radio and here is today's news. Framing the Lok Sabha polls as a contest between two ideologies, Congress on Tuesday released a manifesto that seeks to sharply differentiate the party from BJP by promising to scrap the sedition law, dilute AFSPA and withdraw the Citizenship Amendment Bill. Besides offering populist pledges on jobs, income support for the poor, healthcare and education. The political vision behind the manifesto breaches previous restraint on moving too far from centrist positions on politically sensitive national security and socially contentious issues, out of concern that it may not suit the mainstream taste and provide rival BJP an opportunity to accuse Congress of catering to fringe interests. India has secured the deportation of Nasar Ahmad Tantri, a Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorist and main conspirator behind the December 2017 attack on a CRPF camp at Lethpora in Jammu and Kashmir from the UAE. Five security personnel were martyred in the attack during the intervening night of December 30th and 31st, 2017, which ended with the killing of three Jaish terrorists. Nisar Tantri, brother of Jaish Divisional Commander in South Kashmir Noor Tantri, who earned fame as a midget terrorist, being just 4 feet tall, was brought to Delhi by a special flight on Sunday and handed over to the NIA, which is probing the Lethpora case. Noor Tantri, said to have been instrumental in establishing Jaish in the valley, was killed in an encounter in December 2017. An 18-year-old youth died after his throat was slit by a kite string in Timurpur on Monday evening when he was returning home on his motorbike. The victim had gone to the Nirankari colony to get spare parts for a room cooler and was returning home in a hurry as he had to go for shopping for his forthcoming marriage. He used to stay at Gandhi Vihar colony near Burari with his family. The string that fatally injured him was of a kite that was entangled on an electricity pole. Riled by the attention, a petition questioning construction of her statues, along with other Dalit leaders in UP during her chief ministership is attracting, BSP chief Mayawati on Tuesday asked why no such objections were being raised over a proposed 221-metre statue of Lord Ram in Ayodhya. The Bahujan Samaj Party leader's affidavit in the Supreme Court recalled a well-established tradition of installing statues. Citing construction of a 182-metre statue of Sardar Patel by Gujarat government at a cost of Rs 3,000 crore of public funds, Mayawati said the Yogi Adityanath government was planning a statue of Lord Ram with an initial cost of Rs 200 crore for acquisition of land, testing, development and project report.